BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, do you remember the diamond field in Arkansas?
I do. Did you see that lady just got one?
Yep.
She tried forever, too.
She wanted to get married.
Yep.
And so her boyfriend wouldn't buy a ring. So she said, I'll go find one for us. Man, is he being pressured or what? I mean, think about that. If he's not giving her a ring, there's a reason. There's a reason she's not getting a diamond. But yet she takes it on herself to fly from New York.
I get my own diamond.
Out to Arkansas. She finds one, has it made into an engagement ring, and basically gives it to herself. And now he's on the hook to marry her.
She searched for 3 weeks. She was out there for 3 weeks searching.
Do not marry this woman.
And searching. And on the last day of her trip, she found a 2.3 carat white diamond.
This guy needs to run. He needs to get away from her. That, now, you're talking about pressure.
Well, yeah.
She's out. Jamie, she's searching for a diamond for an engagement ring, and she does it for 3 weeks?
3 weeks, and she found it.
And she does it because he's never given her one.
But guess what? I think it's Jesus. Jesus gave her a diamond on the last day. They're supposed to get married.
I don't know.
It's only a tough deal. I feel like he has no choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And she can prove it. It's like, look, it's the last day. I mean, we're supposed to get married.
You know, it's been a while since we've had a diamond find out there. Because they're in Arkansas, where that diamond, I guess it's a field out there.
It's called Crater of a Diamond State Park.
Yeah, you pay to go in, and whatever you find, you get to keep, right?
Right.
And we saw, you know, back to back, people finding diamonds that were worth a lot of money. Wall-to-wall diamonds going on, right?
Uh-huh.
But we haven't heard one in a while, and then this one comes along.
So that's a pretty great story, though, don't you think?
No, I think it's horrible. I feel bad for this dude. This dude's under so much pressure.
Well, why is he with her? Why is he with her? He should just break up with her if he doesn't want to marry her.
He was playing her along, you know, man. It's part of the game.
I'm just saying, like, if you don't want to marry her, just break up with her. My God.
Looks pretty desperate, though, to be out there looking for 3 weeks to find a diamond that you can use for your own engagement ring.
I love it. I love that she did that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's fun.
You think that's weird?
No, I think it's a fun story. She find her own diamond? Like, what are the chances of that?
Not many people can say that.
Exactly. I love it. And it's 2.3, so it's a pretty good size diamond.
Okay. Yeah. They say it's worth about $30,000.
So good for her, right?
All right, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, now what?
Well, he had a pretty good week, remember? Week one, preseason football, looking good, right? Well, yesterday, the depth chart came out again for the quarterbacks of the Cleveland Browns. Guess where he's at?
Where?
Number 4.
Again?
Why?
No way.
Coach said he wasn't all that impressed, I guess.
Really?
I feel like there's a conspiracy.
There is a conspiracy because he did really well.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, because he was named one of the best rookies for starting.
And I know it's preseason, right? They're playing against other but still.
Considering that number 2 and 3 are injured, he's still number 4.
See, something different's going on, don't you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. It's just like, wow, this guy can't get a break.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.